Okay, today is Daf Mem Gimel. We're on Daf Mem Gimel, and on the top line, and today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskel family, Lila Nishmas, Yentl Basar of Shraga, Shmuel, Hashem Shav and Aliyah. So, this Gemara is not easy. It's not hard in terms of concepts, just the words are hard, and the anatomy is hard. So, we'll just do our best. Amar Ula. Ula said like this. Ches mine trefos nemru l'moshe misinai. There were eight categories of trefas said to Moshe at Har Sinai. Eight categories. What are those? Number one, nekuva, holes. Number two, psuka, tears. Number three, netula, if the item is not there at all. Now, I don't know how you cannot have a heart, but you cannot have a kidney. That's true, right? There are some organs you cannot have, and you'll still live. For a while, anyway. For chasura, or if some of the piece is missing. Right? Krua, ripped. Drusa, attacked. Nefula, if the animal fell. And shavura, broken bones. Lafuke, lakusa, derachish bar papa. Excluded from this list is lakusa. How do they translate lakusa?
Disease.
What?
Disease of the kidneys.
Disease of the kidneys. That's what Rachish bar papa said yesterday. One of the shevishmaitza was one of that. One of them was that. Now that's not on the list. Okay. Amar Chia Bar Rava, Ches Trefos Yesh Benekuva. There were eight particulars in this category of holes. There were eight of them. Vim Tar Martes. What about nine? So the Gemara says no. Mara, the spleen, gallbladder. Mara, the gallbladder. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Ketanila. That's a Das Yachid. He said that. The Tanya Nikva Hakeva. If the keva, the stomach, is has a hole in it, nikvu hadakim, or if the intestines have a hole in it, trefa to trefa, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af nikva hamara, even if the gallbladder. That's only Das Yachid. So according to him, yes, there are nine, but the conventional number is eight. Then we said, halachos, chaver, kezayis, mara, vikorkavon, simen. All those words are the topics that we're going to discuss right now. Amr Vitzchak bar Yosef, Amr of Yochanan, Halacha, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. We pass him like that. Even though he's a Das Yachid. For whatever reason, we pass him like him. From Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar B'Yochanan, my ahajule chavrei l'Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Listen to this Gemara. What did the Chacham say back to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda? In other words, why wouldn't that Mara be a Trefa? Why not? So the Gemara says, because Yishboch la'aretz merarasi. Eov said, my mara is taken out of me, right? My mara poured on the ground. It really means bitterness. Yeah. To play on the words, the gallbladder. V'adayin Eov Kaim, he's still alive. How can that be a trefa? He's still alive. So Gemara says, what? Amalahem, Emas kir nice and nisim. You can't include a nace. That Eov had all those tortures and didn't die, that was a nace. As a matter of fact, dilo te mahachi, because you don't say it was a nace, it says, yiflach kalyasi. My kidneys are gone. Velo yachmol, you don't have pity on me. Now, mikachai, can somebody live like that?
Not his kidneys, his gallbladder.
His gallbladder. No, kidneys. Kilios' kidneys. Kloyim is kidneys. Can someone live like that? Of course not. Mikachai, Ella, Nisa Shiny. It was a nace. It was a nace that Eov was so tortured and so punished and he didn't die. That was a nace. Now we'll see what the Rashi says. Dichsiv, Rak is Shamar Nashar Shamar. Hashem told the Sultan, you can do whatever you want to him. Don't kill him. You know, don't kill him. Do whatever you want to, but he has to stay alive. Hakanami, Nisa Shiny. Same thing over here. The fact that he's missing his gallbladder, that's what it was a nace. Rashi says an amazing thing. Rakas Shamar Nafsho. That Rashi says that Hashem told the Sutton, do whatever you want to, make sure he doesn't die. So Rashi says, Makas Maveth Hakeyu. Hit him with a hit that would kill a regular person. Give him tortures that a regular person can't. Without an ace, you can't live. But I want him to live.
You can live without
it. What? And you can't live without all this. So, ulakach nitztava lishmar nafsho. And that's how it was commanded the Sultan to make sure he lives. Kedamrina bashutfin, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, in Baba Basra, Godol tsairo shel Sultan mishel Eov. The Sultan's pain was worse than Eov's pain.
Why?
Because Marshal La'omer La'avdo, you tell your servant, Shavar Chavis, break the barrel, Vishamar Yayina, but watch all the wine. Make sure you don't lose a drop of the wine. How do you do that? So Hashem tells the son, torture Eov, but don't kill him. How do you do that? So without an ace, you can't do it. So that's not a riot about a gallbladder being a trefa, Eov, but he held it anyway, and he told him to hold it that anyway. Okay. Next. Next one was, V'amrav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amrav Yochanan, Halacha kedivrei ha'omer kezayas. The halacha is like the one who holds like a kezayas. What's that about? So the Rashi says, the next Rashi, the be'inan kezayas shiur benitil hakaved. We have to have a kezayas remaining of the liver. Pelukzi Hebrew Pirkins, the Gemachlokas later. The Ramin and Stummi, the Masisan Hadadi. And there are two contradictory Mishnahs over there. The Ktani Resha, Elu Trefus, Nitel HaKavod. If the Kavod's taken off, Volanishtari Menu Klum, and it's not there. Hanishtari Ksheira, but if it's there, it's kosher. I fuck off to like a Kazayas, even if it's smaller than a Kazayas. As long as some part of the kidney's there.
Liver.
Vada Tani, then it says, Elu Ksheiros, these are the ones that are kosher. Nitel HaKavod, Vanishtari Menu Kazayas. You have to have a Kazayas of the liver. So which one is it? Is it a Mashu or is it a Kazayas? So it's a steer there in the Mishnah. You can't live anyway.
No.
Even an animal? Anyway, and we say over there, it's a machlokas tanoim. It's a machlokas tanoim. One said this and one said this. What does that have to do with what we're talking about? V'hacha, ma'isi la mishum shmaitez Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, mishmei Rabbi Yochanan. The only reason why this is here, because it's the same person who said it. I'm quoting all these members. So we quote this one also. So what did he say? He said that the halach is like the one who said you need a kezayis, not a mashu, you need a kezayis. Umi amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi? Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that? V'amar Rabbi Bar Bachana amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'stam mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan said he holds like a stam mishnah. Utnan nitla hakaved. There's a stam mishnah that says nitla hakaved. If the kaved's removed, v'lo nishtar amenu klum. And there's no part left. Hanishtar b'kishera avagav d'lo avikizayis. So according to this, Rabbi Yochanan himself contradicted himself. Because on the one hand, he holds like stam mishnas, which would mean you don't need a kizayis. But then you told me that he holds you need a kizayis. Which one is it? Amru ninu faliba de Rabbi Yochanan. You want to tell me it's Amaroyim arguing about Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, did Rabbi Yochanan ever say that? That you need a hold like stam mishnas? Not everyone agreed to that. So therefore, they don't have to hold like that. All right, Rashi says, it's the last Rashi before the lines get wide. Listen to this, Rashi. Rabbi Yitzchak Savar, the low Kyle of Yochanan, Lemayim Halacha Kestam Mishnah. Rabbi Yitzchak held, Rabbi Yochanan never held, you have to hold like a Stam Mishnah. No. Elehecha de Svirule, Amar Behedya, Halacha Kemishnah Zu. Unless he said black and white, I hold like this Mishnah. But he didn't say that. He said, there's a statement out there that Rabbi Yochanan said, you ever have a Stam Mishnah? I'm your guy. I hold like Stam Mishnahs. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef said that Rabbi Yochanan held a Kezayis. So, how do you reconcile that? The answer is, not everyone agrees that Rabbi Yochanan said, I hold like Stam Mishnahs. The Amora Achrina Amar Mishnei Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Kestam Mishnah. Someone else said, Rabbi Yochanan said, you hold like Stam Mishnahs. I don't have to agree with that guy. V'hecha de'ikat Shrei Stameh. What if you have two Stam Mishnahs? Which I think you have over here. I think they're both Stam. I don't know. So, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef said, Rabbi Yochanan said, a Kezayis. Yeah, but there's a Stam Mishnah Mashu. I don't hold that Rabbi Yochanan said you have to hold like Stam Mishnahs. Now what if both Mishnahs are Stam? Then what does Rabbi Yochanan do? So, if one reason is stronger than the other, isn't that what every Amora does? What are the reasons? Let's say the Svara is. What's the better Svara? If one reason is stronger than the other, kihahi the Sanhedrin, dechadini mamanis, like we had over there in Sanhedrin, Azal b'yochanan basra, Yochanan will follow that. V'i lo, and if not, misapkale, if he has a suffix, v'lo kavu b'olchas akachad minayu. And he doesn't pass like anybody. Doesn't know what to do. Ubahani trei Okay, we can only do the rest. Okay, fine. Next. I'm a right in of Libra Rabbi Yochanan. Dabar Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Mara Shenikva. If the Mara gallbladder got a hole in it, the Kaved Stumta, and the liver got a closed up. Is that what it means? The liver sealed the puncture. Chera, it's good. Fine. So what do you see from here? Even according to Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, he would agree with that. Fine. Next, v'amar Yitzchak bar Yosef, amar Rabbi Yochanan, nikiv ha-korkovin, if the korkovin got a hole in it, the kiss shalom, kayim, but the sack around the korkovin something is still there, kosher, that's kosher. Iboilahu, what about the other way around? Nikiv ha-kiss, what if the kiss got a hole in it, the korkovin kayim, but the korkovin's not, didn't get a hole in it. My, what's the story? So tashma, d'amar Rabbi Yochanan, nachman, nikiv zeh below zeh, kosher, right? You have to have both of them have a hole in it. Okay. Amar Rava, two Shnei Oros, yesh lo leveshet. There are two pipes to the veshet. The veshet has two pipes.
Layers.
Chitzon Adom, the outer one is red. Uprimi, lavan. And the inner one is white. Do you have a picture of it in the article?
Yes.
Okay. Nikiv.
Black and white.
Really? No. Nikiv zeh below zeh.
The muscle in the mucosa.
What?
The muscle is in the outside. The mucosa is in the inside.
And the outside is red and the inside is taka white? Okay, good. Okay. Nikiv zeh below zeh, kosher. If the hole doesn't go through both, it's kosher. The hole has to puncture both layers.
Through and through.
Through and through. Exactly, both layers. Lamali lemeimar chitin adam upnimi lavan. Why do you have to tell me that the different colors? The answer is, the chalif trefa. Because if for some reason the colors are switched, the colors are switched, it's a trefa. Not such a thing, but it's a trefa. Iboy Elohu, how about the following question? Nikvu shnehem zekalo keneged zemau. They both have a hole, but in different spots. So the outer layer has a hole here, and the inner layer has a hole here.
Right.
So the two holes don't line up. That's what I think the question means. Right?
Sounds like
it. Armazutra of Papa, 1 second. Beveshet kosher. In a veshet, that's good. But bekorkovin pasal. In the korkovin and the korkovin sack, that's gonna render it a trefa. Maskeflor bar Ashi Ravashi. Just the opposite. Veshet. You have a veshet, the esophagus, yeah? So the achla ba, that's where the food goes down. Upa ba bay, and that's where cries out from. So, revach, it expands. Right? It eats, it expands. So, gamdale, upashdale, so it's going to open, it's going to expand and contract. Zimnin, dimehandazan, padayadati. It could happen that those two holes could line up when it expands. It could happen that those two, I mean, if one's here, not going to happen. But if they're clear, no close by, it could happen that when it expands, the holes will line up. That could happen. Now, I don't know, can that happen scientifically?
Yeah,
I don't know. That's what the Gemara is saying. It could happen. Especially if they're close to each other. If they're very close to each other, but they're not exactly lined up, so when it expands, it could line up.
Yeah,
that could happen.
It's got to be a rarity.
What?
It's got to be a rarity.
Okay. Korkavon, but the korkavon, the manach naich, kedekaikai. The hole stays where they are. So why should that be puzzle? That should be not puzzle.
Right.
The veshet should be puzzle. Amal Ravacha by Rav Yosef, Ravashi, Hacha Amina Mishmeid Rav Zutra, Dam Mishmeid Rav Papa, Kivasach. Yeah, we have all the members said like you. You're right. You're right. You're 100% right. Okay. Good. Vamar Rabba said, Krum means a scab. She'oleha Machmas Make Beveshet. So there was a wound in the Veshet. And then it healed and it formed some scab to protect. And there's no hole there anymore because there's a scab there. Ain't a krum. That's not a valid protection. It's still a trefa because the krum is going to fall off. It's not permanent and it's not a good sign. Not a good thing. V'amar Rabba, veshet, ain't lo badika bi bachutz, ela mi bifnim. A veshet has to be checked, not on the outside, but rather on the inside. Right? Rashi says on the bottom, Lufisha arachitan adam, because the inside, the outside is red. How are you going to know if it's bloody? It's bloody anyway, right? The way to check is on the inside. What does that mean exactly?
Inside of...
You don't know, right?
First of all, we don't check
bashes. What?
There's not something we check, so what does that mean?
You need an answer.
So, we're going to get... The truth is, we don't check any of these trefas. We don't check anything, because we go after the rove. We're going to get to that a little bit today with the rove. But really, it's later on in the week. I think Shabbos is daf. But it's about checking. We don't check anything. The only thing we check for is lungs.
Right. So what does that mean? All these trips.
Then maybe it was different then. Or what if you do check? You don't have to. What if you do? So if you do check, you'll still do it right. L'may nafkamina. What are you telling me to check? Why did you know that? What are you telling me? So the Gemara answers l'safek drusa. Let's say there's a safek drusa. What does a safek drusa mean? Very, very interesting, very hard. So Rashi says, look at top Rashi. Kigon hanach. In these cases, the ikal mechash lehu kidla kaman. We're gonna have a case later on. Ihu kashasik. The lion is over there sleeping. The lion's over there in the pen with the sheep. The lion took a nap. The inhu kamakarkarin, and all the sheep are petrified. Right? All the sheep are petrified. The lion took a shluf, and other sheep are petrified over here. So now, did the lion attack anybody? We have no idea. No, we don't know. Oh. We don't know. Wake up in the morning, we come into the pen, the lion's sleeping over there, and the sheep are over there.
Well, you're assuming the lion is going to come exactly. The whole thing.
So did the lion attack anybody? We have no idea. Is it Suffolk, Jerusa? Is it Suffolk now?
You look at the animal.
We have to check every animal now? Right?
No,
maybe it attacked it and rendered it a trefa. If I'm reading the Kaman, Jerusa Sha'amru, Tzricha Badika. You have to check. V'ena asura adjiyadim kineged achalal, and it's not going to become a problem unless it's read there by the simanim. U'b'siman ma'adjiyadimu ha'simanim atzman. V'loshin nikev, there's no hole here. Elisha arish ma'adim ha'simin, the poison, right, which is whatever poison that is, it makes the simanim redder. U'machalchel v'yorei l'chalal, it goes into the openings. Ubeveshet ein nikar admimus el bifnim she'or lavan. The only way you're going to check here is by the inside, which is white, and you see if it's red there. If it's red in there, it's a problem. If it's red on the outside, how are you checking that? It's bloody. So that's why you need to know. So the Gemara is going to be busy now with having half a page. Why am I checking if it's a suffix? In other words, what kind of suffix is that? I wake up in the morning, I see a lion there. I have to check every sheep now? Maybe the lion attacked every sheep? That's a Suffolk Jerusa? It's a funny case, no?
Doesn't make any sense. You couldn't tell from the outside if it was clawed?
I guess not.
So then why would it be a problem?
It's Suffolk Jerusa. Hey, listen to this. Hey, Suffolk Jerusa. There was a Suffolk Jerusa. So what does that mean, a Suffolk Jerusa? So Rashi, I tell you the truth. It says, it says in Daphnon Gimel. So in Daphnon Gimel Amid Bey, let's see if this is a case, what the case is exactly. Reading the Rashi, about it, I didn't know what Ihu Kashasik meant. Ihu Kashasik, it's quiet. I looked up in the back, they have like a Rashi Bior, and it said, oh, the lion's quiet. Oh, the lion's quiet. And then the sheep are over there petrified. So I have to check every sheep now? It's a funny case. Of a Suffolk, that's called a Suffolk Jerusa. So, I'm willing to say,
the lion's quiet, that makes it Suffolk?
No, the lion's quiet means the lion's over there sleeping.
Yeah.
That means it came in here. I was sleeping, so I don't know what happened. Now I come down, I see the lion sleeping, the sheep are as far away as possible. So what happened? Did the lion attack the sheep? Did the lion render the sheep a drusa? It's a suffix. And it requires a bedika. So that's a funny suffix.
Yeah, this is a funny suffix.
Right, exactly, it's a funny suffix. So I don't want to say what the suffix is, because it's on Daphne Gimel, we'll get there next week.
Right.
I don't know, it's a funny...
You look at the sheep, but there's no signs of trauma.
So what about internal?
What?
So that's what you're talking about, internal.
You wouldn't see anything there.
So he suffered drusa. There was a case of a suffered drusa. The author like made the rabba. It came in front of rabba. Have you kabadikli rabba leveshe ba'abroi? He checked the vesha from the outside. So amalei abaya. Wait a minute. V'amar hu da'amar veshet ein lo badik el mibifnim. Rabba, you're doing it backwards. So ipche rabba ubadikli. But the rabba said, oh, you're right. I did it wrong. Ashtakech olei trei korte dama ubitarfei. He found two drops of blood. He trafed up the animal. And by the way, He did it just to make Abaye sharp. He knew he was doing it wrong. He wanted to see if Abaye was on the bull. Okay, fine. Very good. Now, Amar Ula. Ula says like this. Yashiv la kotz beveshet. What does that mean, Yashiv la? If the thorns are sitting in the... It became lodged in the veshet. Thorns came lodged in the veshet. Right? Rashi says, Kigon, sh'achal kotz. He ate some thorns, the animal. V'nichkav l'tocha veshet. And it got lodged in there. V'eno nire nikuvasim ibachutz. And you don't see any sign of damage. V'kure dam ein ba bifnim. And there's no blood. Ein choshen, shem hivri. You don't have to be choshesh. That it made a hivri means that it made a that it got healed. That it was
to go through both of them.
What? Let's say it did.
No, that's not what it said.
No, what do you mean both? What do you mean by both? Both of what?
Both layers.
Yeah. So it got healed. We're not choshesh that it got it to treifa. The Gemara is going to say at the end of the page the reason why we're not choshesh is because ma'aseh b'chol yom animals eat thorns. That's what they do. They eat whatever that's there. And they eat thorns. And we don't treif every animal in the world. So what do you see? That's the normal way of behaving. So now, Daras Chatichas Pesachin Tamei Simin. We just said a minute ago, you wake up in the morning, you come down to your pen, and there's a lion there. Suffolk Drusa, the whole flock is a Suffolk Drusa. Why don't we say there's a Suffolk over here that the thorn made a hole?
Right.
Ula Ula, Maishno Mi Suffolk Drusa. Why is it any different? Why is the thorn any different than the Suffolk Drusa? Right? So, Kasavar Ula, in Choshen, Suffolk Drusa. I'm not Choshen for Drusa either. I'm consistent. I'm not Choshen for Drusa. What kind of crazy thing is that? Just because you come down, you see a lion, the whole flock is a Suffolk now. No, I don't hold like that. Umayshna, listen to this, Gemara. Umayshna, how is this any different from the following? Mishtei Chatichos, you have two pieces of meat. Echad shel chelev, echad shel shuman. One's kosher, one's not kosher. They look exactly the same. You ate one, you don't know which one you ate.
Right.
What's the story? It's a suffix now. You have to bring an Hashem Talui. Why is that a suffix? And the eating the food is not a suffix. Kind of comparison is that?
Yeah.
So the Gemara answers, no, Hossam, over there, in the case of the meat, it's Chazik Isura. There's a Chazaka that something is Asur here. There's no question. One of those pieces of meat is usher. No question. The question is, which one did you eat? So it's a suffix. Bring an Hashem Talui. Over here, there's no chazaka that the thorns made a hole. No chazaka. Okay, well, comparing mamash apples and oranges.
It's the opposite.
Exactly. So what kind of question was that even? Dude, why do we ask this question? What was he thinking? Asking this question. Right? Rashi says, she yeshivas coats below nekiva. Because the thorn sitting in your body without anything, ain klum. It's nothing. Here, one of those pieces of meat is 1,000% treif. I just don't know which one. Okay, so bring it out from Talmud. It's a suffix. How do you compare that? What's the cause of the Havamina? Now listen to this. Umayishna me'ashochet b'sakin v'nim t'paguma. How is it any different? We had this already, like, you know, 20 days ago, 30 days ago, where I shechted an animal, and afterwards I knew the knife is no good. So that suffix, when this nick happened, it's a hussam, it's yad le'rusim, it's sakin. Okay, same, you're right. Over here, there's something wrong with the knife. There's no question, something wrong with the knife. When did something wrong happen? That we don't know. That's a real suffix.
Right.
Right? Over here, what's the suffix? There's no suffix. Umayishna mi suffix, listen to this. Umayishna mi suffix, tumah b'rishus ha'yachid. Why is this different than tumah in rishus ha'yachid? The sveiko tameh. That suffix is tameh in rishus ha'yachid. Why is suffix tumah b'rishus ha'yachid? What does that mean, suffix tumah b'rishus ha'yachid? On your bed, you have a suffix. If there's blood, what kind of blood that is, a dam nida, whatever. That's not even a case of suffix tumah b'rishus ha'yachid. Tosfos asked that question in the first daf of nida. And every suffix should be tameh if it's in rishus ha'yachid. Now, what we mean by that? You're in your backyard, and there's a suffix. If there's sheretz is there, whatever, some crazy case. Suffix tumah b'rishus ha'yachid is tameh. If it happened in the public street, it's tahar. So it's a suffix, and we're saying it's tumah. So it's a suffix. We should say that the thorn made a treifa. Who made up the din that suffix tumah versus yachid is tumah? Who made up that din? The answer is, it's halacha l'moshe. We learned it out from Sota. When the woman and this man are alone in a hotel room, that's a Suffolk.
Right.
When they're in Yankee Stadium, that's not a Suffolk. So what do you see? That when it's to Ibrishat Yachid, it's a Suffolk. And that's the model for all Tumah. Because it says, even though it's not Tumah, it's worse than that, but it calls it the Torah calls it their Tumah. Some Tumah is going to happen between this man and this white married woman, right? So it's a model for Tumah. So what does that have to do with this? What does that have to do with this? The answer is nothing. Right? Well, just like by Soto Matame with a Suffolk, so too, over here it should be Suffolk, should be Shreif. So the question is, first of all, Ultamecha, Nidam lo Suffolk Tumah, Rishos Rabim. Why don't you compare it to Suffolk Tumah, Rishos Rabim? To Seiko Tar, where it's Tar. Where's this animal eating the thorns? So that should be the factor? Ella, Hasam, Hilchasa Gemiru, Lami Sota. It's Allah Moshe Rabsi, we'll learn it out from Sota. That by Sota, that Sota is a model that if Suffolk Tumah Rishos Yachid is Tameh, Suffolk Tumah Rishos Rabim is Tar. Is there a svar for that? No. The same Suffolk, where it happened is matters. Why? Because by Sota, that's the case, right? If they're in a hotel room, it's a big Suffolk. If they're in some stadium, not a Suffolk, they're in 50,000 people are with them, right? Now, so, Yosef Hahu Rabbanon, Kmeid Rav Kahana, Yosef Ikamar, Rav Kahana said, Nimtzeis Itmar, the question was, Nimtzeis, if it happens to be, that's why I want to know what Yosef meant. Yosef meant lodged. Nimtzeis, happens that you found some thorns in the Veshet. Then, I agree, no question about it, it's not a problem. Avol Yosef Chayshinon. But if it's lodged there for a week, then maybe they did cause a hole. Amalahu Rav Kahana, lo tatzitzu le Yosef Itmar. Don't say that Yoshav, that it said Yoshav. Avol Nimtzeis, lo itzrich le Ula. And if it's Nimtzeis, I didn't even need Ula to tell me that. Don't say that. The kulu have a brisa, the kulu chayi briyasa kutze ochlin. Every animal eats thorns, Rashi says. Where is it? No, Zorash, every animal eats thorns, right? And I never heard that such a thing as a, whoever ever heard of an animal got it became a trefa from thorns? No, never heard of such a thing. And every animal eats it. So what do you see, right? So Ula was only talking about a case where it got lodged there for a week. That's an unusual thing.
He found it lodged,
that's a problem. Maybe there was a hole and it got healed. That's a problem. But just eating thorns, done? Every animal does that. No trephis. Right? So what do you see? That in a normal situation, we're not choshesh that the thorns cause the trepha. Okay?
Depends how you find it.
What?
If it's just floating in the lumen of the esophagus, that's not a problem. You find it in the layer.
Correct. That's what he's saying. Okay. Now I don't know what this case is. Itmar. Turbat HaVeshet. The Turbat HaVeshet. It's the picture of it, right?
It says the court of the pharynx.
The what?
Pharynx.
It's a pharynx.
Gullet.
What's a gullet?
The Veshet.
The Veshet? What's a Turbat HaVeshet?
It says esophagus over here in the audience.
So,
it's roughly equivalent to the pharynx.
Okay, fine. So Rav Amar, Rav said, B'mashahu. Okay, that if there's a hole the size of a mashahu, it's a trefa. Ushmul amar berubo. Shmuel said no rove of it has to have a hole in it, otherwise it's not a trefa. Rav amar b'mashahu. Rav said a mashahu. Makom shchitahu. It's the makom of the shchita. Therefore, a mashahu. Ushmul amar berubo. Shmuel said rove. Lav makom shchitahu. It's not the makom of the shchita. Hai niu tarbet veshet. What is the tarbet veshet? What is this? So amar Mari Barmar Ukva Amar Shmuel Kol Shechotcho Umarchiv Zehu Tarbet HaVeshet. What does that mean? If you cut it and it widens, that's a Tarbet HaVeshet. Chotcho V'Omid B'Mkomo. But if you cut it and it doesn't widen, it stays the way it is. Zehu Veshet Atzma. That's the Veshet itself. Amalahu Rav Papi Marlo Amar Hachi. My Rebbe didn't say that. Who's my Rebbe? Or my colleague? Rabbi Barabaya. Rabbi Barabaya didn't say that. Rather, Ella, Kol Shechotchov, Omed Bimkomo, Detar B'Taveshet. Is there a picture of what's going on here?
Yeah.
So, If you cut it and it stays the way it is, they have a picture. You cut that veshet, that organ, that vein, whatever, and nothing happens. That tarvitz veshet. El ezu veshet atmo kol shechotcho v'kavitz. When you cut it, it shrivels. Yona amar Reb Zeira, it should say Reb Yona. Amar Reb Zeira mivlata, it gets swallowed up. The kama, how much does it get swallowed up? Amar avia pachos misaira, smaller than a barley, va'adif michitasa, and bigger than a wheat. Hahutura, there was an ox, davi livnei Rav Ukva, belonged to Rav Ukva, the askel be shchita, tarvitz veshet, they started the shchita in the tarvitz veshet, the gomar be veshet, and they finished it in the veshet. So like a zigzag, some kind of zigzag kind of shchita. I don't know what this tarvitz veshet is. So where is that? It's above the...
It starts in the mouth and goes into about
here.
The
other
part
of the mouth, in the mouth, and it just starts the
esophagus. Uh-huh. So is that a kosher shchita?
No.
So it started there, but it ended up in the veshet. So Amar Rava, Ramina Alei, Chumer Drava, Chumer Jishmul, for Tarfin Alei. I'm going to be machmer on both ends, and I'm going to say it's treif. Why? Chumer Drava, Amar Rav Mashu. Rav said a Mashu. So once you cut it, you made a mashu. You made a mashu of a hole. I am a Rav Makom Shchitahu. Rav said it's a valid shchita there. Rav said it's a valid shchita. Well, Shmuel said it's not. Shmuel the Amar Lav Makom Shchitahu. Il Shmuel Amar Berubo. I have Shmuel said you need rov and it's not rov. Well, Karav Amar Mashu. Rav said a mashu. Right. So no matter what, I'm making a treif. So Igalgal Milsa Matoi Lekamei. To Rav Abba. This shaila reached all the way to Rav Abba. Amaluhu Torah bein l'Rav ubein l'Shmuel shari. It's kosher according to both of them. Why? Says Rashi. L'Rav makom shchitahu v'shchita b'al yisehi. It's a makom shchita and it was a good shchita. U'l'Shmuel d'amar nekev hu d'amar nikvaso berubo. And the hole wasn't big enough. Okay? Zilu Amrule Librei Rav Yosef Barachama. Go tell the son of Rav Yosef Barachama that. Who's that person? Who's the son of Rav Yosef Barachama? He's a guy by the name of Rava. You know him as Rava. You tell that Rav Yosef Barachama's son. Who's that? Rava. Right? Rava, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rava, Braid Rav Yosef Barachama. Who Rava? The Kule Talmud, Barpul to Dabaya. This is the Rava that we all know and love, who always argues on Abaya. Rashi has to say that. Right? This is the Rava. It's funny, because Rava, his father's name was Yosef, and his grandfather's name was Chia. Right? Rava, Berei, go tell, what do you say? Zilu, go to the Berei, Rav Yosef Barachama. Go tell Rav Yosef Barachama this story. The son of Rav Yosef Barachama. I believe Rava had a son named Chama. Rav Chama, Berei Rav Rava. I think that's true. He named him after his grandfather. You don't really see that so much in the Gemara. But I think Rava did it. I believe he has a son named Rav Chama. Either Rav Chama or Yosef. One of those two. Either named after his father or his grandfather. I believe. Anyway, go tell Rava that Rava said I'm going to be machmer on both ends. Go tell Rava. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Right? The Lashilim, the Meituri Lamari. Not only that, Rava has to pay. Rava has to pay. Why does Rava have to pay? So Rashi says, because they already gave this animal to the dog because the Rava said it's treif. They could have had to go to barbecue. What are you talking about? I would have said it's mutter. I would have muttered it. With Kaimalon, Tabidvar Mishnah Choser. If you make a mistake, in some crazy case, not the diet's fault, you make a mistake in olive bees, you have to pay. Right? For Hadavar Mishnah Mufreshasi. The law of dinah, chumrei k'trei chumrei. The Mefarish and Mishnah, I don't know where that Mishnah is, we don't go like two chumras. Think about what Rava did. He was machmer on both ends to trei. We don't go like that. Go tell Rava he has to pay. It's wrong. Right? Amar Mar, the Shimon and Tarim Demar, Amar Mar, Brei de Ravina, Mosvina Tiyufta, Klape Sanoi, de Rava. I have I have a kasha on Rava, right? Okay, we're going to stop here, because it doesn't stop now. that there's a whole thing about when you paskin, how you paskin. But Bishami Bishil, we'll stop here. We'll stop at Omar Mar, because that's where the sugya doesn't really end till way down in the Amud Aleph. So we'll stop here by Omar Mar, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Oh, yeah.